hardest things to say in life are the first hello and the last goodbye. I remember the first episode that Rohit and I recorded for Indian Podcasting Revolution. And in spite of having been behind the mic for such a long time and having recorded hundreds of episodes ourselves, we felt jittery because to talk about the entire podcasting industry that is shaping up in India, to dive into the nitty-gritties of making a successful podcast was something which felt like a tall claim for us also as podcasters and podcast producers. But here we are after 25 episodes, and we are bringing the closing episode of Indian Podcasting Revolution, the first season, where Rohit and I are again sharing insights of the best interviews that we've had, whatever the learnings that we've had over these conversations that we've had on Indian Podcasting Revolution with the global experts as well as acclaimed Indian podcasters. So our intention here is to just help you as a listener to ride this rising tide, because yes, it's a good time and a good space and a good moment to be in the podcasting industry. And yeah, you've got something to add to it, Rohit.
Definitely, Roshni, and the way you started, I totally remember those moments, and it was such a great feeling. Doing 25 episodes for this season and for the Indian Podcasting Revolution is such a great feeling, is what I believe, because there's no such show that exists and which is helping the Indian podcasters as well, and we are bringing in a lot of insights to it. So definitely, we are not just talking about the podcast, but we are talking about like how you can do the podcast. So that hand in hand goes very well with the audience and the listeners, so that people will feel comfortable about starting their own show as well. And if we talk about the niches, if we talk about the broad topics, they were so diverse. And that is something that I loved about this particular show and the theme that we have set for this particular season. So it has been a great experience, and now the season one is like coming to an end. It feels pretty sad as well, but excited for like whatever will be coming up the next. But as you rightly said, like it has been a great journey, and we have been witnessing so many conversations, so many things to learn and unlearn as well. So that has really set the tone for whatever we have to cater to the podcasting industry, whether it be in India or like outside of it. So that is something that amazes me.
Interesting. Yeah, I totally agree, because over these conversations that we've had on IPR, it has covered both the aspects of podcasts, the business side as well as the creative side of it. And you and I both have been very intentional about covering those topics. And in this particular episode, we just want to highlight a few conversations and a few interviews and episodes that are close to our heart, or maybe we feel that these are the episodes that definitely listeners should go back and listen to. So it might sound like we are giving away awards to our own episodes, best guest, best tip kind of a thing. But total disclaimer, we have no intention of doing such a thing. We love all the conversations, all the guests, and we are so thankful and so grateful for all the people who've made the time to come over to Indian Podcasting Revolution and share their tips so generously. Yeah, so let's begin with sharing my favorite conversation that I've recorded for IPR. And for me, it was my interview with Joni Deutsch of Podlormate, because Joni as a person is so humble and so generous. I've had many interactions with her, and she's always come across as a very, very sweet person. She has recently been blessed with a baby boy. So Joni, here's a shout out to you. Best wishes to you and your family. And in this particular conversation that I had with her, which was episode number 6, Podcast Marketing 101, Joni shared very useful strategies for audience engagement and ensuring that how your loyal listeners can keep coming back to your show. And she shared very useful tips, from ideal placements of your call to actions to how to read the psyche of your listeners. So this is a conversation that you definitely should go back and listen to. She had some very unique tips about how to grow your podcast downloads. So that's episode number 6. Which one is your favorite, Rohit?
Roshni, to start with, like, I have to be very honest with you, because finding guests for Podpeeps was one of the like hardest part for me, because there are a lot many podcasters, and we were talking about the self-starter podcasters. So that was something which was very difficult to understand, like what kind of connect I'm looking forward to, who I should be connecting with, and then having those conversation. But if we have to talk about the first conversation, like which like clicked my mind. It was with Aishwarya Ashok, the episode number 21. She's the host of the Founder 4A podcast, where she's a tech product builder with Zoho. And she's into the 9-to-5 job as well with Zoho. So that was something like she started her own podcast, The Founders 4A, where she interacts with a lot of founders who are into the tech field. So the conversation that it went on, I feel that the more important was the like how you can be more curious. The importance of curiosity was reflected from that particular conversation. Because unless and until we are not curious about like what we are going to talk with them, it's something that always resonates on a deeper level. So that is something that I understood more from that particular conversation, because Aishwarya is so good at asking those questions to her guest. So it helps me to understand like what kind of questions we should be asking, how we should be carrying out that particular conversation. Because for a podcaster, it's always a task, like how you can like have that conversation rolling for like 40, 45 minutes or like more than an hour. So we don't have a limit to the time. But that is something it always excites me, like how you can ask those questions which are on a deeper level. And something different that which haven't been asked to that particular guest. So that is something again. And the power of visibility, because when people are like doing their job or like they are into the business, it's something that you won't be visible for a lot of time because your total time gets involved into that job or the business. But with Aishwarya, with her podcast, it's more about like she always shares those snippets on social media. She have been uploading full episodes on say like X as well, earlier Twitter. So that is something like it gives the visibility. It shows us like how we can get visible because the tech field is quite dynamic. Each and every part is like evolving. We get new and newer things coming into picture. The AI is coming into scene. So in what way you can build your businesses, in what way you can run your products, that is something that can happen once you are more visible. Because once you get visible, you will be attracting newer and newer people out there. And those founders, those conversations were something great. And another thing that I loved about that particular episode is more about the versatility and the adaptability that she shows, because she herself is an artist. She loves to draw as well. She is into the job. She is a podcaster. So that is something we have to understand, that we don't have to limit our identities. And that totally comes from that particular conversation, be it the field of tech or be it the field of podcasting we were talking about. But we got that sense that people can have diverse identity and they can be good at it. So when people fear that how I could be able to do a podcast or start a podcast, I don't have a media background, then this is the kind of example that you have to look, and you just get adapted into that space, because she's always enthusiastic about learning. She shared a lot of tips with respect to how she focuses on growing her audience, in what way she connects the people. So that was more about that particular episode, which clicked very much on my mind, which is the episode 21, I would repeat, on the Indian Podcasting Revolution with Aishwarya Ashok.
We will be mentioning the links to the episodes in the show notes, of course.
For sure, for sure.
And coming to the best guest to give the most tips, I think it is Nick Redman, because she was so generous with giving away her tips as a voice coach. So, in fact, in our conversation, she got me to do all these weird faces and weird sounds. And I was like acting so funny on the camera. Thankfully, we didn't do a video episode for that. But yeah, it was so fun to do the conversation with her, because she was not hiding anything. Like you said earlier, that Aishwarya also was very generous with sharing her tips and not hiding away anything. And similar thing was with Nick also. And the best part was that she brought in a lot of humor to the conversation, which is very true to her personality. And as a guest, it is very, very important for anyone to bring themselves to the conversation, their authentic self to the conversation. So Nick was all along cracking puns every other line and cracking jokes. And I had a blast doing this interview with her. So do check out episode number 20 to unlock your confident and captivating podcast voice. And yeah, which guest was your favorite to give the best tips, Rohit?
Definitely, I would. But before proceeding, like when you talked about humor, that is something that we have to engage into the conversation, because it makes lighter, conversation gets lighter. Because if you're carrying out with the heavy topics, if you're introducing or inducing humor, then it will become more interesting. I have done with my latest solo episode, because someone gave me that particular tip that you have got a sense of humor, why you aren't using it in your writing? But instead of using it in writing, I used it in podcasting. So that is something which takes you ahead. If talking about the tips, I would go back to the episode with Abhay Maheshwari that I did. It was more about the storytelling, the episode number 11 of the Indian Podcasting Revolution with Abhay Maheshwari, like how storytelling can enhance your flow of podcasting. He's such a great soul, I would say, Roshni, because the kind of conversation he has with the people, it is real a kind of a impact that it gets created at that particular moment. So one thing I noticed with respect to that particular storytelling approach was like why characters are important, why they are needed and its importance. Because when we are podcasting, we just feel that we have to talk to that one listener. That is true. But when you are talking through a kind of a character perspective, like I'm Rohit, you are Roshni. So people start imagining, and that is something that we have to understand. So if I say right now I'm sitting like on the chair, which the color of which is black, that is something that you will be able to notice if it is a video. But if you're saying that from an audio perspective, people will start imagining about the color black, be it the dark black, like, or the lighter black shade, something that always resonates with the people through the audio. So these were the small tips that I would be able to get from that particular conversation. It was more about the relatability factor as well. The tips he shared about the relatability with the demographics, because he runs a storytelling podcast, which is Lal Chashma. And that is something like he always used to tell, that you have to cater to each and every audience of yours. So be it a small child of 9 or 10 years, be it an adult, or like the people who are older as well. So if you are able to encompass everyone from your podcast or the episodes, you will garner more and more audience. Because we set a kind of a perspective that my show is just restricted from the age of like 20 to 45. What about others? That was a great tip that I got from him. Then it was more about the content you should be following for, or the processes that you should be following, or the framework that you should be having for your show. Because if you are very much clear about how you're going to run your show, or like what kind of stories, what kind of content you're going to bring, it becomes more interesting for the podcaster as well and the listener as well. And you don't have to run here and there with respect to like what I should be talking about. Like you don't have to question people. You can just know what they're intending or willing to listen. Then you can provide that. And it's more about a tip if you have to, like how you can handle the 9 to 5 along with the podcasting. That is something that again will resonate with most of the self-starter podcasters. So that is something that I loved most about, because we recorded very late in the night and people have to take those efforts. So these were the few tips with respect to that particular episode with Abhay Maheshwari, the episode 11, that I got stuck with. And it totally resonates still today as well. Whenever I have that conversation, it's more about the characters and everything that he shared on that episode.
Yeah, I remember meeting Abhay here in Delhi. So we had a Spotify Podcasters Day event and celebration. So I happened to meet Abhay there. He's such a beautiful and lovely soul. And yeah, you rightly said that he's managing a full-time job and such a successful podcast. And I remember the childlike enthusiasm and excitement that he had when that logo of Lal Chashma was shown on the screen by Spotify as some of the best performing podcast. And he was so excited. He jumped off the chair and clicked the photos and all. So this excitement and this validation is so important for every podcaster. And that's why we keep doing such efforts from our end also at Done For You Podcast, which is our podcast production company, to highlight and spotlight few podcasters. So we've done it on this show as well as on our social media handle, which is on Instagram. We keep giving shout outs to podcasters. So if by chance you are listening to this and you have a podcast, so do drop a DM to us at DFYP Podcasts on Instagram and we'll give you a shout out, because yes, who doesn't want a more visibility, right? So, okay, moving on to another episode, which I really liked. In fact, it is one of the episodes with that grossed the highest listens from our end, which was Brian Barletta's episode. He is the founder of Sounds Profitable, and it is a company, it is an organization which is having a point of view on the podcasting industry globally, right? So if anyone wants to understand more about podcasting, Sounds Profitable is like the go-to place to understand more in-depth research, white papers. They keep publishing these surveys and all of these things. So you can go check out their website as well. But the discussion that I had with Brian was about the entire fiasco and the entire debate about audio versus video podcast, which is like on the mind of every person who is trying to create a podcast and trying to get success into it. So whether you should start a video podcast or you shouldn't start, what is the way to start, how to make a successful video podcast, all of these things were what we discussed with Brian on this conversation. And he was so generous to again share his minds, his insights on the conversation. So do go back to listen to episode 18, which is Demystifying Audio and Video Podcasting. And this is a topic that is surely gonna give a lot of clarity to a new person who is looking to get into podcasting, because you also have to evaluate not only the creative aspects, but the business aspects, the resources, the cost element, all of those things. So in a very strategic way, Brian has broken down all those aspects for us. So do go back and listen to episode 18.
Amazing. So Roshni, have you arrived at that particular answer to, like, should we be doing video or the audio?
Of course, DFIP has started doing video podcasts. So definitely video podcast is, so again, we were leveraging video, which is synonymous with YouTube for search and distribution. But now with the integration of Google Podcasts into YouTube Music, as well as certain ways in which we are optimizing the cost and the efforts that are going to making video podcasts, we are able to give to our clients also a very cost-effective way of doing video podcasts. So that is something which we have started doing at Done For You Podcast. So yeah, if anyone is looking to do audio plus video, you can come to us.
Now, if we have to talk about another episode or another person who I loved most about having that particular conversation on Podpeep series of the IPR, it was with Dr. Sri Vidya Sevakumar. The kind of person she is, like, mind-blowing. The kind of knowledge, the kind of wisdom, and the aura, it's something which is very different, because I interacted with her for the first time on the podcast itself. So it was kind of a special feeling. And they are hosting this, like, the Mind Stories podcast, and she have been doing the Dear Mind series of it. So they cater to the mental health space, and which is something which is very much required into this particular industry, where people can have those open conversations. And these open conversations always be holding a larger place into people's lives, because we have seen that how vulnerable it can get, the moments of the depression, the anxiety, and everything surrounding that particular thing. So when I had that particular conversation, I found that if you have to acknowledge whatever you are feeling, you have to take that effort that whoever is listening to that particular episode, you should be at par with what they are feeling. And how do you make those conversations? How do you address those, like, episodes? They have been doing it through the poems. They have been doing it through the literature and everything that they can do onto their episodes. So that was a very different thing. And it's more about the significance of the authenticity which she drives from that particular podcast. Because I have seen those conditions of the people who have been dealing with the anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues, and it gets so disturbing. But if people are finding that place where they can have that, like, listen to that conversation and then take a decision to interact with the experts into that field, I feel that such podcasts, such episodes, and such series are going to get a larger share of the market in terms of podcasting. So that is something that I love talking most about, and the kind of knowledge, because when you interact with the people who have got some kind of degrees, like she holds the PhD as well, so you know, like, what effort it goes into that particular education, whatever they are pursuing, and in what way they are helping to their students and the fraternity. So it's more about collective effort that goes into that particular conversation, which I could notice, because the way you approach those listeners, the way you interact with different ways of the storytelling formats, was something which was very different, because I have listened through that particular show and I was always in awe of, like, whatever episodes they brought to their audience through the different series. Like, the way we had the format on IPR, in the same way they have the formats on to their own show as well. So that is something that we have to try to innovate from the podcasting point of view. So if anyone wants to start their podcast into the like niche of the mental health, I feel that this is the perfect example, the Mind Stories podcast, where people can learn about like how you can do that into that particular niche, in what fashion you have to do. You'll be getting the complete picture of by listening to that particular episodes. So that is something I loved most about that particular conversation with Srividya Sivakumar. So that is something that we all have to resonate with.
Truly said. And I totally second the thing that you mentioned, that every podcaster brings their own personality. So like Srividya brings her own aura to the entire conversation, to the show. And I think more than the guest, always the host is the hero of the podcast. So with that thought, we come to conclude this episode as well, because we have to think back on what next we can bring, right? So this is not a farewell, this is not a bye, this is a see you again kind of an episode. So yeah, it was fun doing this season. And the best thing was that we were able to bring the best insights that will help you create better podcasts, high quality podcasts. So do go back and listen to each and every episode. Do share your learnings and takeaways with us on Instagram at DFIP Podcast. And before we end the episode and the season, a big shout out to our team at Done For You Podcast, which is a podcast production company that creates shows for experts and entrepreneurs, brands and businesses to help them share their wisdom and amplify their impact. So if you are looking to launch your, so just drop a message to connect at dfip.in. All the details will be in show notes. Anything you want to do or say, Rohit, as closing remarks?
Well, it has been a great journey. I would repeat that. And again, the kind of moments that we got to have those conversations, it was totally surprising at times as well. And it just gave us a kind of realization that we have to learn a lot of things. And we are learning a lot of things through those conversations, through the approaches. But I would definitely say one thing, that these are the episodes that you can take as an inspiration, see how people are doing. And if you find that you can't do all of it, we are over here so that you can always seek help of DFYP in running or like managing your show and the launching of that as well. So that is something that we have to, like, every individual starts at some point of time. It is your time. You have to take that decision and get the ball rolling into the podcasting industry. So that is something that every individual and the brands or the companies should be looking out for.
Yeah, absolutely. So see you again, listeners. Hope you join us back in season 2, and bye for now.